Hey, we didn't do March Madness.
Didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Is it still March?
Mm-hmm.
It's marching along.
It's March now?
It's March now.
Oh, that's true. That counts.
Technically, we are in March. You listening are not in March.
What's April like? Is it better?
It smells like flowers and happiness.
Oh, God, I hope it does.
And dog poop a little.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
It's in the game.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to April?
Yeah, it's April.
April-ish. Yes. I have nothing else to add.
Not really.
I was like, I'm Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
And this is the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
So lots of stuff going on, lots of movie stuff going on. One of the big ones, Captain Marvel. Some of the roles have been kind of explained a little bit, or at least some of the actors,
sort of like
the casting
sheet or whatever.
Yeah.
And
Greg Clark being one of them, that is Coulson will be in the movie,
yeah.
Which is nice to see that he gets back in there.
This is set in the 90s,
yeah.
So it'll be... He's
going to have the best hair.
I'm very excited for Coulson to just pop in there with, like, cargo shorts and, like, just frosted tips.
something.
Chain wallet. Oh, yeah, man.
Listening to Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
What is this character? Cargo pants and a chain wallet?
Hey,
that's
man.
Absurd.
Living large. Samuel Jackson comes. He's got one of those button-up, just anime-like shirts. You know what I'm talking about.
Like the t-shirt with him. It's like a button-up t-shirt.
Yeah. Short-sleeve button-up shirt. It's very silky.
And he's got the flat
top. It's
very
Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Just with anime characters.
No, he's got the shirt with Bugs Bunny and the Tasmanian Devil dressed up as thugs, and it's their backs on the back of the shirt.
Pretty good. Leather jacket stays, though. That's timeless.
Yeah. Eye patch as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is all set in the 90s, so this is kind of, like, pre-everything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, story-wise, this will be, like, I guess, Coulson's first introduction to superhumans, maybe? Maybe that's how he's going to be. Because he appears later on, and he's completely unfazed by everybody.
And you have Fury first showing up in Iron Man being like, oh, you have no idea what's out there.
Yeah.
But at that point, very little that we saw was out there, so that would be like, oh, yeah, that's
everything
why.
Came later, so yeah. And then also Lee Pace as Ronan the Accuser, and Jean-Marc Dessan as, totally forgot his name.
The character. Korvath, I think.
Yeah. So from the Guardians movies, they'll get to reprise those characters, which is kind of cool. And the thing that they had that little announcement about those three castings, and then I don't know if it had been announced before and I just missed it, that Jude Law was in that, and he's Mar-Vell.
Yeah. Which is pretty good.
Yeah. I was like, I did not hear that. That completely
look at this
missed
guy.
That. I don't
not
know.
Knowing things.
I don't have the name down. They did have to recast a character, but it's very likely whoever they're playing is going to be Monica Rambeau.
Yeah.
Which, this movie's given me, like, right away, I'm just like, I want all of this. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
The plot synopsis, too. Just the one line. I don't know if
I didn't see that. Yeah.
Anyway, Earth's caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races, which I think we know what that probably means. We got a Kree.
And the Mexicans.
And there's been, there was a, like, sort of an art thing. Yeah.
Just ignore me.
Gonna brush right past that. There was sort of some promo art or some concept art showing Skrulls at one point.
How are they going to use real Skrulls?
There was a concept art that they showed off at one point. It looked like real Skrulls.
That would be fun.
Woo! I do want some Skrulls.
I
want
to see Skrull cows. That's all I want.
Yeah, for sure. What a perfect way to bring Reed into the mix, too. It's like... It's like, turn them into cows. Like, they're going to get eaten. I don't care.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
A happy Skrull is a tasty Skrull.
I thought it was the perfect way to bring in the Skrull kill crew.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty. Yeah, no. Exactly.
No.
Nah. Once we're on Marvel, just a brief thing at the time of recording this, which is probably a couple of, a week and a half or something in advance of it coming out, but Black Panther is officially the highest grossing superhero movie in North American history.
Yeah.
Which cool. is no small thing, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how much money the Avengers made? Goddamn.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it just recently, got knocked out of number one by Pacific Rim 2, but... But next week, it'll probably be number one again.
Yeah. I did see a little meme that was created, and it was like saying that, yeah, it had been the highest grossing, da-da-da, and then it was a picture of Thanos saying, hold my beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know that one's going to be
They're just going to dominate the entire first half of this year. Yeah. It'll be funny if it does go number one again, and, like, Black Panther's still number one at the time that Avengers comes out, which is not unlikely.
No, that's pretty feasible.
Yeah.
We got one more. Fantastic Four is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't talked about this yet. It's going to be Dan Slott and Sarah Pacelli doing the art.
Ooh.
Smells bad.
I'm,
Patchouli?
Exactly.
Sarah Pacelli is one of my favorite artists right now, at least, like, in the superhero game. Yeah. Dan Slott can be really good. And I'm hoping that, you know, I just feel like towards the end of his Spider-Man run in particular, we're just like, you gotta do something else now.
Yeah.
So, hopefully this is that.
Yeah. And, but apparently, Marvel Toon 1 is also going to continue.
Ooh.
So, okay. We're gonna get to have both.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm enjoying that one.
Johnny and Ben, come on.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just...
You can't go
That's
wrong
always
with that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see a date for when Fantastic Four is gonna be back, though.
Did you just see that announcement today?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that had been today.
Today!
There was like all these lead-ups.
Today, this episode will come out in a week and a half.
A bunch of stuff. Today, as of recording, that there was like all these little hints and teasers and stuff. They put out the word uncanny.
Right.
That I guess maybe X-Men is going to be kind of refreshed.
Well, like X-Men Red just came out like a month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to start every 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marvel Febreze.
Yeah,
Spray it. Just smells a bit better. I don't know.
Just compulsively hitting that spray.
Yeah. It's just called Marvel.
That is the next one.
Marvel SSZT.
We have 1 second, just because it's a little more recent. But Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, which is one of the most famous comic shops, has closed their doors as of March 30th. When recording this, that's tomorrow, but they're saying it's happening.
Yeah.
So it's been open since 1993 on Sunset Boulevard. It's like a prime location kind of a place. It also has been like a comedy venue and podcast studio that has hosted the likes of Dan Harmon, Kumail Nanjiani, Chris Hardwick, Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, Jeffrey Ross, and Maria Bamford. And it's really been kind of a hub for a lot of the comics community down there in a lot of ways. And that kind of sucks.
So they're closing up shop and moving to Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
Yay!
As you should. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Come see the new Meltdown Comics. It's not called that, and none of the staff there know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you say that.
So please do it.
Yeah.
And I think that might be the news.
I think that's the news. That sounds like the news.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, it was beautiful, whatever it was. I loved it.
I think we should cut it.
Mm-hmm.
I will not.
Welcome to the warm up.
Hey, welcome to the warm up. This week for the warm up, I want to try to predict the future. Because we're gonna have a couple things. we're gonna try to predict how they're gonna shake out.
Okay.
And if one of them is right, then we can predict the future. So
I'm excited to predict the future. No, I'm not doing that.
All right, I've got three things. Number one, leaning out of we just talked about Fantastic Four in the news. Question one, how will Dan Slott's Fantastic Four turn out? How long will he stay on the book? How much longer than he should will he stay on the
book? He's been doing, like, Surfer for yes. a couple of years.
Yeah. Which I haven't really read much of it.
He tends to stay on things for a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Silver Surfer, I've read very little of it, but a lot of people really love that book.
Mm-hmm.
He
wasn't doing the art, too, was he? Does he do art?
No.
No,
it was, it was Allred.
Allred,
like
right,
Allred.
Right.
So that was, yeah.
When I think Dan Slott, I automatically think Allred's art for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why
that's interesting.
That. Yeah.
So,
which I don't like. So
yeah.
I don't like Dan Slott. Yeah. Anyways.
But I mean, like a lot of it was enjoyable, fun, cosmic-y stuff, which, you know, a lot of people say really enjoyed it. So hopefully that carries over into this a little right. bit and you can sort of deliver that a little bit. Yeah,
I don't predict long.
No?
I'd say a year.
Really?
Maybe just over. Just because that seems to be the way most companies, and especially Marvel, seem to be going now. Like, not that there aren't, like, the Jason Aarons and a couple others that
the Dan Slotts.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
You got a case of the Dan Slotts.
Oh, I got the Slotts.
Gross.
Yeah. Sorry, derailed by the Slotts.
Oh, boy. Well, that'll happen.
Just with, like, okay, we're going back to Fantastic Four after, like, holding off for so long and not yeah. doing anything, and I don't know if they're gonna... It's my prediction they will fumble a little bit. And they may not fumble, maybe that's the wrong word. I think they will switch up the creative teams.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be just given to him and then go run with it for four right. years.
He's also relaunching Iron Man at the same time, I think, right? And I mean, he can
really?
Do... Yeah. Yeah. He's,
He's just going to write everything.
Well, it's you know,
he's the new Bendis.
That's kind of, it feels like what's going on here, actually. Yeah, he had a really long run, similar in a way. He had a really long run on Spider-Man, yeah. and now he's just doing everything. And all right, Bendis is gone. So someone has to take that role, and yep. I guess it's him.
But it doesn't have to be.
No. I think it all depends on how passionate he is about the Fantastic Four. Because I mean, he generally tends to want to stick around something for a long time.
He has done Fantastic Four stuff in the past.
Yeah, it's true. He's written the Thing solo series, which very highly regarded. He did the Spider-Man Human Torch miniseries, which I really liked. I thought it was awesome. So, you know, that's half that team.
My only worry is that he, like, Fantastic Four, you have to juggle. It's not just four characters you have to juggle. It's just, you know.
Oh yeah,
closer to at least six on an ongoing basis.
Yes.
And trying to do that, a lot of his stuff is like one character focused.
Yeah,
so
he's not good with ensemble.
Well, I don't know if he's good.
Well,
with
that's
ensemble.
Yeah, maybe,
we're
gonna
tell you what we're gonna find out.
Yeah, and those dynamics are so. I mean, they're perfect, but you know, you really need to. You have to have a lock on that sort of thing. Mm. So, well, we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping for the best.
All right. So you're guessing 1 year.
I'm guessing about a year.
Yeah. I'm gonna say no. I'm looking. I'm thinking like. Three.
Okay, I was gonna say, you know what? Four. Price is Right rules, motherfucker.
Prediction number two.
Prediction number two. How many movies do you guys think Deadpool's gonna get?
Oh, man.
Are we looking at Deadpool 4?
Oh, I think easily.
The Next Generation?
Yeah.
And then
well, there's Deadpool, and then there'll be, like, offshoot stuff, because it's... In the last trailer, he actually said that this team is X-Force. He's
right.
used
yeah.
that term, which if they're already putting together an X-Force movie. So
if you don't have Deadpool yeah. in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking, like, you mean movies like strictly
just
Deadpool
yeah, yeah.
movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Ryan Reynolds is loving doing it,
yeah,
seems.
Yeah,
right.
So,
but, I mean, actors don't want to do the same thing forever unless they're making lots and lots of oh, never mind.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, yeah, I think it's going to go a long time. It's probably, truth be told, going to overstay its welcome.
Possibly.
I think he'll keep doing it as long as he's having fun. And he's wanted, like, he got what he wanted after that much time.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to let go of that too lightly. And, you know, they're probably still going to make a lot of money. But, you know, I have to figure at some point, whatever, the secret sauce is going to expire.
The Reynolds secret sauce.
It sounds gross. It sounds gross, but you know what I mean.
Pinky turn.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, Deadpool can get a little, you know what I mean? You have to hit that balance, I think,
yeah.
to make that character. You can get a little just too stupid and a little too
one
absurd.
One no-joke kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You have to really nail it. The first movie did. I hope this one does, too, but at some point, a writer or... a director already left, or producer, or some guiding hand is going to be like, well, I'm going somewhere else, and then we'll see.
So
I think there's
too many.
Yes, I would agree that
it's going to be like, at least four.
At least,
and it'll be more.
Yeah. Possibly.
And there's going to be a point where we are going to collectively say this isn't as good as it used to be, and it will continue. There will be at least two more movies.
But you know that that's going to be part of the joke that they'll play. They'll be yet another Deadpool movie part.
They're gonna
not funny.
They're gonna Police Academy the shit out of this. Yeah, I'll tell you that much.
Deadpool's on patrol.
He leaves, but it keeps going for some reason. Steve Guttenberg is Deadpool in Deadpool 5.
And the third question, the third prediction.
Mm. Yeah.
And this one might come true a little quicker than the other two. The other two are kind of long games. How long do you think it's going to be until Eric Larson's next Twitter meltdown?
It's already happened.
Oh,
yeah. We're already on whatever.
We're recording this April 29th. This is going
March 29th.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, March 29th. It's going to... What's the date that it's going to go up?
April's, like, 10th.
Yeah, April 10th.
11th. Come on. You can do better than this.
Yeah, no, it happened already.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want to believe I'm wrong, but it's definitely happened in that window.
I'm giving it 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say he'll get the...
I have very
end
little
of, by the end of May. By the end of May.
Okay.
I'm going to split the difference day after this episode. I'm almost hopeful because then we'll have something extra to post.
Yeah. Okay. Prove me wrong, Eric.
So that's that.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll check in on that later.
What the f***?
All right, so listen here, mister.
Just one of us?
Right. Only one of us has earned the mister.
Everybody.
It's not me.
Everybody,
me,
get up and get down now. It's time to slam. Do your dance. We're doing March Madness again.
Yeah!
Woo! So we've got 8 strong competitors.
No, we've got 8 competitors.
We've got 8 competitors.
Yes.
Even that's in quotes.
8.
I can't even remember who I...
Somebody didn't show up. Oh, you picked the interesting one.
Yeah. 8.
Yep. Why do you have 8? Well, because Bri picked 3, Merc picked 3, and I picked 2.
Yeah.
Because we need to make it 8.
It's got to be
an even
number.
Did we? Okay. Yeah,
sorry, that's how the brackets work.
Right. Sorry.
So.
Addition of my strong suit.
Fight number 1
Woo!
Is going to be Comet, the super horse.
Who's that?
That's Supergirl's pet horse.
Please explain who Comet, the super horse is.
Well, he's, wasn't he like a dude who got turned into a horse? And he's in love with...
Yes. Supergirl rides him.
Yes.
And he's in love with Supergirl.
Oh, and he's definitely 100% in love with Supergirl.
Really?
Because he still has the thought process of a man, but is in a horse body.
Yeah.
But he's got...
And he has the generic level of superpowers, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the addition of being rideable.
Yeah.
And hung like a horse.
Yeah.
And that's true.
And being a real... Well, not Defoe. What was that dude's name?
Oh, Hurst?
Hurst.
Yeah, he's a real...
He's a bit of a Hurst.
He's a bit of a Hurst.
I hope you like my size and my style.
Taking on a non-comic book character.
Oh.
Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Oh!
Nice!
Yeah!
Oh, man. And very specifically, you know what? I didn't really decide this beforehand. I'm thinking not metal arm Jax.
Oh,
just
really?
Like MK2 Jax, where he's just some dude whose roundhouse kicks are really low.
That changes the game, though, because Comet is a super horse.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So if he's just a dude...
He's gonna hoof the shit out of
him. I gotta say, that guy's done.
Wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
he could try to
metal arms would make things a little interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe if he takes a different route and just tries to like seduce the horse or something.
It's true.
Oh. Hmm. Beautiful mane.
Maybe the horse is like, I feel like no one holds me, and Jax is like,
gotcha.
I'm on it.
I got strong arms.
But not that strong.
Maybe that's how we lost the arms.
He's a very strong horse.
The horse? Yeah.
Oh, no. The horse bit his arms off.
Oh, my God.
Super bit his arms off.
Yeah, I know. Kara's up in the stands just horrified.
Or horrified.
And then he's like, now she'll never love me. Now you know how I really have blood all over him.
Yeah.
Being a horse, man.
Sorry, this just went off on a direction.
Being a horse is really dark.
Yeah. So, okay. That was a quick one.
All right. Number two, J.B. Madrox, The Multiple Man.
Ooh. Yes.
Versus Sewer Urchin from The Tick.
That's a beautiful pie. Yeah, beautiful pie.
So how's this one gonna go?
Sewer Urchin just hides in the sewers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Madrox.
He's an looks entire everywhere. Search party. He's an entire search party. He's very good.
This match is really just hide and seek.
I see you. He runs away.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I'm hiding.
I'm hiding. Definitely got a good hiding place.
You're right there. Master of disguise.
Eventually it has to come down to fisticuffs or something.
Okay, you win. It'll be over. Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, you'd...
There's no way that Madrox loses this. Would Madrox want... Would he hit him? He might hit him.
I hit him.
I think he'd, open hand slap him.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Did Super Urchin have any actual powers?
But think, what...
I must.
Could he... Couldn't he, blend in with the wall or something?
Was that... No, that was the chameleon guy. I feel like he could, could breathe underwater.
But then his costume had a lot of spiky things on it.
That's true.
So he goes to open hand slap them and be like, ow!
Oh, he gets the
spike. But really, that would only be one of 14 hands that are hurt.
That's true. And Madrox hurt himself, but the impact of the slap still knocks Sewer Urchin clean unconscious.
Yes. And creates
several
more duplicates.
The numbers are on his side. Mm. Yeah, it's got to be Madrox.
Jamie's got it.
I'm going to stop looking up sewer urchin's powers. Large supplies of rotten meat and a submarine. All right.
Just like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. He's not mostly famous for those things, but I'm sure he's got them.
He's got them.
All right. Number three is mild-mannered Betty Cooper, who transforms into Super Teen...
Talking the Archie superheroes, Pure Heart, and Super Teen, and the others.
And all the rest. Versus, and you're going to have to explain this one.
Okay.
Buona Ray Bill.
I was looking up composite superheroes. I was going to do composite... Like Batman, Superman, that one. Mm-hmm. But apparently there was a run of them. I guess it was one of those 90s amalgam times.
Yeah.
And there was a Buona Beast and Betty Ray Bill.
What a together. Weird combo.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
has the powers of animals. Looks like one.
Exactly.
So an animal.
Yeah.
He just walks in going, I want to fight the horse.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems like you're not matched up with him.
Oh.
I'll go through him to fight the horse. What could Buona Ray Bill do? Did it?
I saw no explanation, but I'm going to assume it's both together.
Just combine those powers.
Basically, you've got Thor.
Plus animal power.
Animal powers.
Oh, boy.
Thor and Animal Man, yeah.
It's just worse version.
Yeah.
I can say this, and listen, Super Teen was 100% my pick, so let me tell you about Super Teen. And it's vague, actually. It was never really fully explained, but it's basically Pure Heart, the powerful, was Archie, and her powers are basically the same as his. You could turn into that. It's based on literally having a pure heart, so if Archie got distracted by a pretty lady or something, he would lose his powers. And they're kind of like Superman light, I think, basically. He's strong and can maybe, I think he can fly and he's like...
Only in a Christian comic. Brick.
Yeah, only in a Christian comic. So,
I'm tempted by lust. I've lost my power.
Yeah.
But not this new power. They're physically mighty pants power.
I'm Thor with this mighty hammer.
I'm Archie, apparently.
So if it has the same weaknesses, Betty is...
She cannot become aroused.
She's the purest. It's not necessarily arousal. It could be greed or whatever. It could be anything that's not pure.
Arousal for
So she's the purest. Listening bods?
Yeah, it could be. It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it commercials for the spray bod?
Nice I have to feel like they're pretty, probably fairly evenly matched, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Is Archie in the stands? Are they going to take this party to a beach? I don't know.
It does. That's an excellent point. Are they fighting in the jungle? Are they fighting on the sand?
So they have a specific tournament, like a certain.
Are they fighting on a big old square block?
Yeah.
Are they ring Mortal notes? Kombat? Is this?
Are they on the pit?
Oh, are they in Sakaar? We
didn't even consider that with the Jax thing. If they were on a pit, I'd give it to Jax. Horses can't stand on like basically a bridge.
That's true.
That horse can die.
We overlooked some stuff. I was assuming it would literally just be in like a
grassy
like
knoll,
a fighting ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The squared circle.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I was picturing like a fight pit.
Yeah. Thor plus animal powers.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's pretty tough.
I gotta feel.
And he's got sick abs.
That's true.
And which might wearing, distract.
Yeah, it might distract.
I mean, like, oh, don't look at the horse face. Look down, Betty.
Look at the horse.
You, you don't know Betty. Maybe she likes all of it. Back, Betty. She's got terrible taste in men.
She does.
She's dated Archie and Reggie. Terrible taste in men.
I'll give it to Wanwari Bill.
Yeah, me too. I gotta do it.
All right, so
I think we might have been swayed by another reason.
Yeah,
we want what's next.
Well, I mean,
we don't know.
That might not happen.
It might not happen.
The next
depends on how it goes. Yeah.
The next match is Boris the Bear. Tell me about Boris the Bear.
Boris the Bear is really just kind of a teddy bear like guy with guns. I don't really know much about him. I just happened to come across a picture and went, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
want. Like in life.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this is all I
would like. I would like a bodyguard.
You go to Build-A-Bear and he's like, where's the guns?
Sir, we don't have...
Where do you keep them?
Well, because the joke was that it was he has the right to bear arms and the bear has the right to have arms.
I see. Yeah.
The bear has the right to
bear arms.
Have human arms.
That too.
Take him, Jax.
Yeah. he goes and picks up the arms that were ripped off by the horse and puts them on.
Yeah. Walking around like a gorilla.
Yeah. Keep falling off.
Awkward. Just slips his regular arms into them.
Oh,
Lord. He wears them like long, classy gloves.
And going up against Boris the Bear is Herbie.
Herbie the robot.
Not the love bug.
Oh, but it was
robot,
like the love
the robot.
Okay. Oh, is
it Herbie fully loaded?
Gotcha. Oh, man. Okay, so Boris the Bear's power is guns.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a tactician.
How? Herbie's power is not being the Human Torch.
Yeah. For legal reasons.
No. I'm a lawyer.
Okay. First thing, is Herbie bulletproof, do you think?
I think bullets would probably hurt Herbie.
Yeah? Like, how well did Reed decide to make Herbie?
He's like, I can make another one if I need to.
That's a fair point.
I got like 90 of these.
Yeah.
He'd
almost be like, I'm going to make him horribly so that he'll break down and I'll have to make an even better one because I love making stuff.
Just Reed. I barely cared about Johnny, let alone his robot replacement. I might have gone a little Colbert there for a reason.
He keeps mixing them up. Johnny, could you pet? Oh, sorry.
Honey, I didn't even love your brother. I didn't even like
him. I made a new brother.
His name is Jerby.
Jerby.
It saves time. It doesn't matter who's here.
I'm a hot-headed teen.
Literally. I did not know a robot could cry.
Oh God, I'm depressed.
Herbie can do literally nothing.
Well, I mean, it's like it's a robot that is. I don't want to say useless because I don't want to hurt the fictional robot's feelings.
I never want to do that to a fictional robot.
But the bear just shoots the eyes out. Just
oh no,
it's just a monitor.
Yeah,
it's true. Oh, no.
Oh, spinning out of control.
You can't kill a teddy bear. You can't even knock a teddy bear unconscious. Mm. You'd knock the stuffing out of him.
That's true. Oh, there it is. But
I don't think Herbie, with his no arms, is going to do it.
He's got a mean headbutt, but I don't think he's getting, I don't think he's getting that close.
That's a good point. Boris has the reach. by the, you know, just because Boris has arms.
Yeah, that's fair. Right. That's got to be Boris.
Just to clarify what...
Well, that's pretty good. It's like, do you have like a headband on, like Rambo?
That was the one that I saw.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I sent you,
yeah. So he's like, yeah. They've got the similar height, probably, but one has arms, two has gun. Boris wins. Okay.
He's riding a dog, and he's got a sword.
Oh my god.
Is he with the guys from ElfQuest?
What the Christ?
And it's Dark Horse Comics.
And he's ripped.
I think we have a new answer to that. The most ambitious crossover ever meme.
Oh, there's one where he's dressed as the Punisher.
Oh, man.
Love it.
That's just straight out the Punisher. There's no wiggle room there.
So, leading into the semifinals, first match is Comet the Super Horse versus Jamie Madrox the Multiple Man.
Oh, boy.
So, the Multiple Jockey.
So, a really strong horse versus 100 dudes. What would you rather fight? A regular-sized horse or 100 guys? I don't know the...
He does have superpowers, though. He's a super horse.
Mm-hmm.
He can just tear through every single one of them.
Yes, you are.
He's not a dick. I mean, he might have torn Jax's arms off, but he's not like...
But he didn't kill him. He's dead. He's very dead.
He's only saved by science.
Ugh, man. Here's the thing. Mostly what I know about horses is if you hop on it and go, and you have enough stamina wheels, you can tame that horse.
Yeah, he's going to break that horse.
But Infinite Madrox is an infinite stamina wheel.
So is he going to go into the next round riding the horse?
They just team up.
They just team up.
They've become one.
Let's be real.
He's now a centaur.
Let's be real. Jamie Madrox is pretty much infinite dudes, but they're just dudes.
Yeah.
And if you knock them out...
Yeah.
Then they're out.
One Madrox is just, his unconscious body's just flapping around on top of there.
There's 40 of them down with like a hoof print.
Yeah.
Just skulls crushed in.
Yeah.
Is he okay? Oh god.
Kara's still in the stand, she's just in a state of shock.
Yeah.
And and at that point, Comet realized his real purpose in life. It was to kill.
Yeah. Is that Supergirl? Is that Super Horse with you? No, that must be someone else's Super Horse.
Yeah. And thank you for the hot dog.
That's not a Super Horse. That's just an okay horse.
Kryptonians pronounce hot dog so weird.
Hot dog.
Alright, well.
Next up is...
Sorry, what did we decide?
Well, that sounded like Comet.
Yeah,
okay.
That sounded like Comet murdered the hell out of Jamie Madrox.
Well, he said that he was going to ride him to death, and then...
Well, that was his plan,
we turned it around. Okay.
He thought he had stamina. He can't compete with a horse.
Oh, God.
All right, so... other semifinal match is Buona Ray Bill versus Boris the Bear. Okay. It's the Battle of the Bees! Yeah. And guess who shows up? It's the Red Bee!
I have bees in my belt!
Someone get this homeless man off the street!
Michael, no!
It was Michael, wasn't it?
It was Michael.
I committed that to memory.
And why?
Anyway.
Yeah, so Buona Ray Bill versus Boris the Bear.
This isn't much of a match.
Thor plus animal powers. Do animal powers include teddy bear powers?
Do animal powers include invulnerability to guns?
Well, the Thor.
The Thor part kind of.
Does it? Have you ever seen Thor get shot?
I've seen him get shot at.
And? Did he just
It's like shooting Superman.
Did he just stand there and take it, or did he move out of the way?
Or he spun his hammer.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the hammer.
Well, he's gone toe-to-toe with Superman. Like, Thor goes toe-to-toe with Superman. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Listen, that bear's dead.
Yeah. He's going to tear...
Oh, God.
He's going to rip off that teddy bear head and just scalp
him. You probably can't kill him, though. He's a teddy bear.
Yeah, you rip it off and he would still be, like, talking.
Like, so
wait till you get up. Wait till I get my body back and I'm going to shoot you with
I'm going to stuff you.
Sew back on and be like a bitchin' scar. He'd be like a Frankenstein teddy bear with guns. That's
Frank
even cooler. He should thank him.
Frank and Boris.
Yeah.
And then he'd have his own.
With he's got the Punisher outfit on still, so it works. Yeah, it works on so many levels.
It does.
All right, so
Morris is dead.
It happened
as soon as
I think we made it happen.
I mean, to be fair, I couldn't control it because this is a double blind sort of thing. Neither of you knows who the other is submitting.
That's true.
Bri submitted Comet the Super Horse. Merc submitted Wanna Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Had there been more horses, I would have made it an all horse fight.
And you had just mentioned that Thor's fought Superman toe-to-toe. Now, a super horse is fighting a Thor horse toe-to-toe.
Or hoof-to-hoof.
Hoof-to-hoof, yes, yes, thank you. Yes, oh my, how did I miss that?
So yeah, Comet, the super horse versus Buona Ray Bill.
Okay.
First of all, who's in their corner?
Who's in their corner?
Yeah, I'm thinking in Buona Ray Bill's corner, Beta Ray Bill and Buona Beast. And they're both just sort of standing there like, we're very proud of you, sweetie.
Love child.
And they're married. Comet, for Comet, Supergirl has left.
Yeah.
She's not here anymore. Jimmy. Jimmy's there.
Oh, what did I do? What? Oh, my
God. Jeez.
And he's only there just to take pictures for the paper.
Yeah, that's really all there is to it. Yeah, Comet's got very little. I mean, I guess the other
Barry White said I had to take pictures.
The other super pets might be there.
Hmm.
I have to figure, like, at least Streaky the Super Cat. Crypto's busy. Crypto's got shit to do.
Crypto doesn't have shit to do, but Crypto does not want to be there.
It might be literally, but, he's got Streaky and Jimmy. He's not liking his odds. I don't think he can talk either. Doesn't he just think?
Yes.
So he goes
over
there.
He's like Garfield.
He's like, all right, coach, what do I do? But he just runs over like, and Jimmy's like, ah!
And all the thought bubbles coming from him are all like philosophical, esoteric things.
Mm-hmm.
Why has my existence come to this?
What makes a man a man?
A horse is a horse, of course.
Is it the woman in his arms?
The saddle on his back? It's society that has settled me.
Yeah. He's lost his
And then he gets punched
forever.
In the face.
Yeah. And then a guy beats up a horse.
With a hammer. It's great.
Here's the one thing. I don't think Buona Ray Beast has a hammer.
No, it's possible.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he does or not.
In the picture that I saw, at
no.
least.
Right.
But Beta Ray Bill's in the corner. She's like, sweetie, you can use it.
You're a stormbringer.
You're worthy.
You can bring this door.
That's their touching family moment because he's so insecure about living up to his legacy. And it's like,
and his horse face.
You've always been worthy. And it's so touching. And it's like the music swells up in the audience. It's like, oh. And at that point, you can't lose.
Mm.
Unless it's like a comedy movie and you get knocked. Yeah. But I have a feeling...
I'm mistaken. He definitely does have a hammer.
Oh.
So he just goes at this horse with two hammers.
Two hammers now. We set it up.
Look at that.
Yeah, and there's no beating that.
His very name invokes terror.
I think it's...
I think
that's about it.
That super horse is done, son. He had a good run.
Yeah, oh, he did.
He broke both of his legs. He broke all of his legs. That horse is glue. Super glue.
Super glue. That's how they make super glue.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
And good done.
Yeah. So with that in mind, we put Buona Ray Bill up there with the other champions.
I can't wait.
The one? We've only done this once or twice.
We've done this twice.
We've done this twice.
First one was...
Oh, wasn't it...
I think it's Maestro and Black Panther.
Yes, so this is the third one.
Right.
So Maestro, Black Panther, Buona Ray Bill, who will be the next champion?
You decide! Listen, eventually this is going to all come to a head in, I don't know, a couple years? Who knows?
Yep. Alright, should we move on?
Yes.
Alright.
Moment of Zero. Moment of Zero.
Moment of Zero!
Woo!
Woo! Character Storm!
Whoa!
If you haven't heard this before... Ooh. Suddenly got warmer here. I give the guys a name of a character, and then they flesh it out. And powers, and background, and where it was, and where it would appear.
You guys are right. I have not done one of these. I should do that
some
point.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't this session, though, because that might have been a bit much. But, you know what? Maybe next time. Next recording session. You know what? I'm in.
I enjoy doing these. These are fun.
They're good.
Okay. Let's start off with Colonel Stegosaurus von Triplicate.
Von
Triplicate.
Oh.
So Colonel Stegosaurus von Triplicate.
And when you do that, I'm pouring beer.
There's a lot of guidance in that, I think. I think he's clearly a colonel.
It's open to whatever.
Yeah. I'm thinking colonel in an honorary sort of way, like Colonel Sanders.
Yes. With the same facial hair, the white suit.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. But is a Stegosaurus, or has a KFC-style Stegosaurus eating restaurant?
No. I want him to be a Stegosaurus, frankly.
Okay.
I mean, he could be a cannibal. No, he's definitely a cannibal.
He just serves
Where
up his family.
Where does the Triplicate come in? I mean, Triplicate's the family name.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, he could have three heads.
Could have three tails.
Could have three tails.
I mean, they've got a brain there, too, right?
Ooh. Oh, that's perfect. I like the three tails. That's
so
good.
So he's smart, and he wears a suit jacket and top, but no pants.
No, you can't have that.
Not with that many tails.
This is ABC's Dinosaurs rules. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. ABC's Dinosaurs does rule.
the main dude.
Earl Sinclair.
Earl Sinclair, or John Goodman Dinosaur. He did not have pants, right?
No, he did not.
But I feel like the kids did.
No.
They did not have pants?
Well, the boy ones, at least,
did not have
pants.
I thought he had jeans. I could be wrong. I definitely had all of the toys.
Can I just say there are four more?
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I think we did it.
Yeah, so he's got three dicks. There's nothing else.
And he runs he's a Stegosaurus who runs a Stegosaurus eating restaurant.
Nice.
It's f***ed up.
Sure.
It's totally. I just keep picturing the Colonel Sanders
face. He's got all the facial hair, the glasses, like all of it.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. Il Scorregia. Let me explain.
No.
Is Scorregia is Italian for fart.
Ooh.
He's an Italian fart.
All right, next one. No.
Hey,
I'm a smelly guy.
I'm gonna toot on you. You better tell me where my money is, or I'm gonna toot on you.
I feel like he might be. He's like a crime boss, but he's always smelled really bad. So that name was...
So like a Dick Tracy crime boss.
Yeah, basically, yes. He's always got
the stink lines.
Yeah.
He can't help it. He just has a condition where he's like just reeks. But he tries to overcompensate for that by being like really fancy, a really high class kind of a guy. But he smells like a fart all the time.
Look at my nice suit.
And he's really sensitive.
Ignore the stinky lines.
Yeah, he's very sensitive about it. But he can't. And that nickname.
Are you looking at my stinky lines?
It's put on him, but he can't. You know, he hates it.
He's a cologne magnate as well.
Yes. Oh, of course. But, you know, you can't just cover up that stank.
Mm-mm.
That's how my family made their family fortune. In the perfume industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fell into a perfume antidote. Never. No perfume works on him.
No.
He still tries.
Give me the mirror. The mirror.
It's fine. Give me the... No, the one for smells.
The smell mirror. The smell mirror.
The smearer.
Okay, enough of farts.
Yeah.
So Dick Tracy now.
Next one. Sally Monkey Diamond and the Lazy Lemur.
Sally Monkey Diamond.
And the Lazy Lemur, which you can take however you want.
All right, I've got to get out my notepad for this.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, getting serious.
Sally Monkey Diamond. His is going to be actually good.
We'll see about that. But you go ahead.
I'm thinking of a Brain and Monsieur Mala kind of a situation, except... A Sally Monkey Diamond is literally like a novelty, like a diamond.
Okay.
In the shape of like a monkey that he's named Sally and is in love with, but that is just an inanimate object.
Ah.
And the Lazy Lemur is a hyper-intelligent lemur who is quite lazy, and also hyper-intelligent for a lemur is still pretty dumb.
Yeah.
That's basically their situation. He's in love with that monkey diamond named Sally.
You're doing like...
Yeah,
He's very...
It looked like you were like writing scientific quotations.
Sally Monkey Diamond is an international top cop.
Yeah.
With Interpol. Right. And...
Is it like Monkey hyphen Diamond?
Yes.
The legal name.
Yes.
It might be related to Neil Diamond. Who knows?
Maybe. Might be related to Neil Monkey. Who knows? What's it to you? It's helped out by her animal machine hybrid buddy, the Lazy Lemur. And Lazy, of course, stands for Laser Assisted Z Unit.
Oh, I like that.
That's good.
That's good.
Half lemur, half laser assisted Z unit. And what is a Z unit? Read it and find out.
Tune in.
Don't worry about it.
This is a Z unit.
It's Z unit.
All right. Kyle's was better.
I can do. If I have time this weekend, I might draw these out. I like these.
Pretty good.
Okay, two more. Okay. Anne, as in, like, a woman's name, A-N-N-E. Mm-hmm. Anne, hyphenated, D, not even hyphenated.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know what I'm talking about. Anne D. Royd. Android. Andy Royd.
Andy Royd.
Or Andy Royd. You want to make it male or female? It's up to you.
Well, it's Robot Raggedy Ann and Robot Raggedy Andy.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. They're Raggedy Robots. I don't know.
Can they also be called Raggedy Robots?
Raggedy Robots.
And yeah, Andy Royd, Andy Royd, Raggedy Robots.
I'm glad. I'm glad that they weren't, hemorrhoid havers, or steroid users, or both.
Yeah.
Raggedy Robots. That's great.
That's all I got.
Okay, and the last one, Doug.
Just Doug?
Just Doug. Launch right into a theme song.
Does he bark at some point?
Okay.
I was like, where is this going?
Oh, that's the theme song.
Welcome to Doug.
Just Doug.
Doug.
Skeeter also is there.
Yep. All the favorites. Patty Mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Klotz.
But this is like Doug, not Disney's Doug.
Right, right. So it's
just to hell with that.
It's just Billy West just going off.
Oh, yeah. That's the best Doug of all.
It's like, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but I'm gonna, because I'm fucking Doug.
Are we feeling that Disney's Doug is a distinct entity?
Well, yeah, Disney's Doug is like, you know, the Disney version of The Little Mermaid. It's like, it's not the public domain Doug that we're all
knowing. Public domain Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PD Day.
Yeah. How resentful is Doug?
Pretty resentful.
PDD has PTSD.
Yep.
Yeah. PTSD Doug. I apologize to everyone.
And PTS stands for, please tell someone.
Doug.
If you have Doug, please tell someone. And Doug, of course, stands for, I don't have anything in my book about that.
Yeah.
This is the one where we decided it's like, no, it's just Doug.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's all I got.
That's all we got.
I like it. I like it. Seriously, if I have time, I'm drawing these up.
I'm curious about this Doug. Like, we were
out of all that well, stuff. Yeah.
We were doing a cartoon show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's definitely not Quail Man. Who the hell could that guy be?
I don't know. But you know what I do know? Who we are.
Oh.
Oh.
You know?
Segway. I know, but like...
I've forgotten.
These guys might not. So I'm going to fulfill the role of the audience and be like, who are these guys? Who's that? What does he do? Does he have a website?
I think our audience is pretty insulted right about now.
They all just click. They just turned us off.
Well, these are just like for first time listeners.
Yeah.
I'll insult them.
Oh, yeah. We don't want them to stick around.
We have to talk about the business plan.
Look,
that's
true.
If
they got to this point in the episode,
they know what they're
in for. They're not sticking around.
I am Merc. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca.
They're not sticking around. They're Doug.
MERKASYLUM.ca. I have books, t-shirts, prints, posters, buttons, paraphernalia, things.
Like pipes.
You find
water
me.
Pipes.
Water pipes. Water pipes. Yes.
For water.
Water. Pipage.
Also weed.
No one cares anymore.
And you find me Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram. Merc Asylum on Twitters, and I am on that other one that I'm never on. Vero?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
I never did. Yeah. You know what? No. I feel like now's the time to hop on board.
Yeah. Lots of momentum.
Yeah.
You want to get on there when it's ice cold.
The only time I ever sign in is when we're talking about it on this show, and I'm doing it right now. And
I gotta tell you, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. I want a social media platform where I don't have to listen to anyone else. No thanks. None of this is good.
Just me.
I don't want that either, though. So
yeah, same picture I was looking at last time. Yeah,
cool.
I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check out my stuff at thekylelees.com. It's been a quiet period as of late, but stuff's coming soon. So go there, like the page, send me a message, and I'll send you a free copy of my last book, Ski Ninjas Volume 1. This is free on the internet. More stuff's coming soon.
Ooh.
Real soon.
It's a hell
of a deal. So f***ing soon.
Pretty psyched.
Just wanted to hit all the consonants there.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at welcometohereafter.com, believe it or not. Updates most Tuesdays. Things have been busy lately. I've had to miss a few, and I'm sorry about that, but I don't know. I can set my own schedule. Sometimes I want to take my time.
Don't rush the air, baby. Don't rush the air.
Ah, oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I got this. Welcome to Hereafter is also on Facebook. You can follow it there. I generally post whatever's going on and links to stuff. And I'm going to, I don't know. I think I should try to be a little more posty on the pages. We keep meaning to be a little more posty on our page.
We go through periods of like, all right, we're going to hit it every other day. And then
life happens.
Yeah.
But
life finds a way to interrupt this stuff.
We all keep pretty busy, so. But anyway, and also my name, Bri Kotick, BryKotyk, on like Twitter, Instagram. That's kind of it.
Samesies for me. I didn't mention this other social media stuff.
He's the Kyle Lees.
The Kyle Lees.
Oh yeah.
And Bri Kotick.
Hey.
He's both. And Buana Beast.
And Buana
Bill.
Buana Man.
Buana Man.
Buana Man.
We did it.
All right. Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Bye. Is that your phone?
I don't think it was. Is that your cat? It sounded more like a cat than
Yeah,
a phone.
It sounded more like a cat.
Oh, guys, it's my cat phone.
Is it for calling
Robin,
the cat?
To the cat phone.
I exclusively speak to cats on the cat phone.
All right, let's try that again.
Yeah.
Down that puss.